They don't taste that bad. What about if a man has a real sore throat, so that the inside of his throat's all swollen, you know? Mm-hmm. You might say if he tries to eat something, he'll probably have a hard time trying to...
You mean indigestion?
Uh-huh, or, you know, when he goes from his mouth to his stomach, he might have a hard time trying to... You know, after you chew the food up, then you have to...
Hard to swallow.
Yeah, hard to swallow. Okay. What do you call these things that people smoke?
There's pipes and cigarettes.
Mm-hmm. Do you smoke?
No, don't smoke. Never have smoked one in my life.
Mm-hmm. Me either. What about if you were at a party, somebody might be playing the piano, and there'd probably be some people standing around him doing what?
Dancing.
Okay, they might be dancing, or they might just be standing around, and while he's playing, they'd be...
smoking.
Or along to the music, they'd be...
Oh, yeah, mumbling.
Or singing along
singing,
to the music.
Singing.
Okay. And if somebody had told a real funny story after he got through with it, they'd probably be...
laughing.
Okay. What about if somebody offers to do you a favor, you might tell them, well, I appreciate it, but I don't want to be...
don't want to do that.
Mm-hmm. Or I don't want to... I appreciate you offering me the favor, but I don't want to be to you. I don't want to be...
involved in way.
Or maybe obligated or something like
that. Obligated or involved.
Okay. What about if somebody asks you to do a certain job and you are able to do it, you might say, well, sure,
I can do it.
Okay. Or if you're not able to do it, you'd say, well, I'd like to, but I...
don't know how.
Mm-hmm. Or I can't do that right now.
Can't do that now.
Okay. Or what about if somebody asks you around sundown? Let's say you've been working all day, and about around sundown, they ask you to do something else for them right then. You might tell them, well, I got up to work before sunup, and I'm going to today.
I've done my work today.
Okay. Or what about, let's say, if there was a real bad accident up the road and you ran up there to help out, but by the time you got there, there wasn't any need to call the doctor because the victim was...
done dead.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What about if...
something happened like that about 7 or 8 weeks ago, a man that helped me, been helping me for 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
He lived in the second house below here.
Mm-hmm.
Man been helping me for about 20 years to work.
Goodness.
And he fell short, just hurt me, talk this way.
Yeah, sure.
And he fell about 3 or 4 weeks before that, fell out in the yard, and my sister crossed the road and out there and helped to get him in the house.
Mm.
And the other day he fell, he got up and built a fire. I mean, about 4 or 5 weeks ago, got up and built a fire, and his wife was on the line over here on a bed.
Mm-hmm.
He is sleeping on this bed. He died up, put his clothes on and built a fire and had his hat on and everything.
Mm-hmm.
He wore a hat all the time in the back.
Mm-hmm.
And she felt him bump the bottom of the part of her bedstead. And she jumped up and he was lying there just shaking and stretched his hands out. And she couldn't get good moving, so she called run and called my sister.
Mm-hmm.
Come up here to call me on the phone and tell me to come and help get him on the bed.
Mm-hmm.
I went in the house, I seen he was done dead.
Mm.
She said when he fell, he just shook around a little bit and straightened both arms out.
Goodness.
And never did speak at all.
Well, what happened?
Had a heart attack direct in her brain, clock one.
Mm.
But I knew he dead the time I looked at him.
Yeah.
I pumped him some, but I couldn't get him to breathe.
Was this a white man?
He's a white man.
Mm-hmm.
He's around 60 years old, 62 or 3.
Mm. A lot of people die. You know, from
but that's the quickest to die that I've ever seen, because she said when she got up, said he just moved around a little bit and then stretched his arms outside of him, just out of way.
Yeah.
Never did say a word.
Mm-hmm. But you know, that's what happened to Mayor Daley.